Okay, now today we're going to talk about the power of the testimonial. Now you may be asking, why have a testimonial on your sales page? And for the simple reason, opinions matter. The product has been tested with proof and it adds an element of trust to your product and to you as the product owner. Now, the opinions of others. So opinions do matter. Buyers need reinforcing with the opinions of others, other users and buyers. So basically social proof gives confidence to the actual buyer. So when you see something on a sales page from, you know, some other marketer or some other person saying that they've bought the product and it works well and it's earned them an income or it's done what it says on the tin, then it's social proof. Now this person is going to look at that, or your lead is going to look at that and think, okay, now that guy said it works, so that's a review. If he's given 5 stars, then fantastic, that's great. They're going to buy it. Tried and tested products. Now, if somebody on your testimonial has used the product and said that the product works, shown results, or said a statement along the lines of, you know, this is a good investment, this product works, it does what it says on the tin, then, you know, that lead has more interest in buying the product. Now, trust. Trust is one of the most important aspects to securing a sale. It plays a huge part in buyer confidence. If the buyer trusts the vendor, then there is a higher expectation of a sale. And, you know, continued trust leads to further sales of future products. Now, you know, you can see continued trust all around you within everything you buy. You know, if you buy anything that's recurring, for example, you know, food shopping, you tend to stick to the same brands because you know they work and you know they do exactly what they say they're going to do. So it's like, you know, for cars, for example, if you buy a nice car, then, you know, you may be tempted to buy the next model or certain types of jeans. Even for me, it's certain types of sneakers, trainers. You know, I buy the same types of trainers because I know and I like and I trust the make. So this is where testimonials come in, and especially with trust. If you can get a testimonial that perceives trust to the actual lead, then you are on a surefire winner for a sale. Now, you may be thinking, where do I source a testimonial? Now, testimonials can be found almost anywhere. And, you know, from a newbie point of view, you may think that you're going to struggle for a testimonial. It isn't so, okay? All you have to do is let your product out into the marketplace for some key people for free, in exchange for a testimonial. You know, it's going to be beneficial to your business. Now, don't worry about sales and income. It's going to be beneficial for your business if you give that product to somebody to review, to look at, in exchange for a testimonial. Now, where to find these testimonials? The easiest place in the world to find testimonials at the moment is social media. Forums, existing customers, and associates, okay? So, associates and customers, therefore, you know, if you've experienced sales before, if you've had sales, associates, yes, business associates, yes, these can be the people in your circles, your mindset groups, you know, anybody you know in the same niche business as yourself. But let's take a look at social media. If you're a member of any Facebook groups within your niche, and these are ideal places to find testimonials. So, you know, if you take, for example, internet marketing, I am in a few internet marketing groups. And, you know, if you offer advice in these groups, if you are active in these groups and you create an online product, doesn't matter if it's internet marketing, doesn't matter if it's fitness, doesn't matter if it's dog training. If you create something of value that people want and people need, they are going to give you a testimonial in exchange. If one person finds that product valuable and you give it to them for free, they will give you a testimonial in reply to see how good it was Or even if you don't tell them it's for a testimonial, you ask somebody to review the product, say, what do you think? And they send you feedback, and then you ask them if you can use that as a testimonial on your sales page. Share your product with key members of groups and then ask for testimonials. If you don't have any sales experience, if you don't have any customers, social media is a great way to get testimonials for your products. Forums, we're looking along the same lines as Facebook groups. Facebook groups now have probably overtaken forums in a lot of respects, but there are still places out there where forums are key and social media groups aren't. For example, if you're selling, car products and stuff like that, there are a lot of forums out there dedicated to certain models of cars. There are a lot of forums out there dedicated to fitness. There are a lot of forums that dedicated to all kinds of things that go way and beyond what Facebook can offer. So if this is your niche, if you are active in these forums, the same again. Ask key members of the forums to take a look at your product. Give them the product for free. Ask for a review. And then ask if you can put that testimonial or you can use that review on your sales page. Remember, these go a long, long, long way to creating more sales. Now, if you're an established business already and you have existing customers, then why don't you offer a beta test to existing customers? You can email customers individually. If you have a mailing list, you can send out a mailing list, have a competition, say, the next 5 customers to do X, or share a blog post, or share some content on social media, or, have a little competition, and the winner of the competition gets to have your product for free. There is always a way and a means to get your product to people in exchange for something. And that something, in this case, is a testimonial. It's not a big ask if you're giving someone a product for, say, $27, $97, $197, $500, and you're getting in exchange something that will create more sales. Okay, so remember, testimonials are like gold, and if you can get the right testimonial on your sales page, then I assure you, sales will increase by a percentage. Now, business associates. If you have been in business for a while, or you have business associates in, if you have a mastermind group, or a Voxer group, or a WhatsApp group, or a Facebook group for like-minded people within the same niche as yourself who are generating incomes already, or already have customers, and you're sharing business knowledge, then this is a great place to ask for testimonials. Not only because the business associates who also have trusted customers and have a good reputation in their own niche, they can send customers to you, or they can be recognized on your sales page for giving a testimonial. So, for example, if we run a traffic product, okay, and we have the guy who's an expert in traffic, and he's recognized traffic person or a guru or a very experienced person within the traffic niche, people are going to recognize that person and think, wow, Mr. or Miss X or Mrs. X has given a great testimonial and they already have a great product. This product must be good. So if you can get a testimonial of someone who has an established business already or who is classed as an authority within their niche, leads will buy based on the opinions of a reputable business owner. So remember, don't discount testimonials on your sales page. They go a very, very long way. Thanks for watching.